Tonight's Shir Simen Reish Nun Dalid, Se'if Aleph and Se'if Beis. Simen Reish Nun Dalid, Dine Tafshilin HaMuchonim Erev Shabbos Ketigomim B'Shabbos. This is the halachas of foods that are prepared on Friday and they'll be done Friday night. Se'if Aleph, Afal Pisha Basur Chai Mutter Lahash Hoysoi. Even though we already learned the halacha that if I take raw meat, I'm allowed to stick it in a pot and leave it on the stove, that's Shehiyah, leave it on the stove from Friday afternoon to Friday night, to Shabbos day, just keep it cooking to Shabbos. Hani mili, when do we say that? Bekedera, in a pot. Avol betzli, but if you are roasting meat, she'etzel eish, near a flame, asur lahanichu sam l'chachashech, you cannot put raw meat down close to evening on the flame, near the flame. Because it cooks quickly, come to stoke the coals. When you have raw meat in a pot, it won't be done Friday night. So we're not afraid if you leave it cooking that you'll stoke the coals. It won't be done Friday night. You let it alone, it'll be done by Shabbos day. But by roasting by a flame, then it cooks faster. And there is a real concern that you will stoke the coals even if it was totally raw right before Shabbos, because it can't get done Friday night, and if you're not allowed. You're not allowed to leave it there to cook from Friday into Friday night. Vahani mili, now what are we talking about, that this meat, we're concerned about stoking the coals? B'besar shor o eiz, when it's meat of ox or goat. Al besar gediva oaf, but when you deal with the meat of a kid or a bird, sheimenu tochim le'evorim, and they're cut into small limbs, mutter, that you can leave cooking on the fire or near the fire from Friday to Friday night. So chashin lechid, we're not afraid to stoke the coals. Shem yichata b'gacholim, if you stoke the coals, yischarech habasar, you'll actually burn the meat. Perish yetsi megedur hatzli, you'll go beyond the boundary of roasting, v'yikanes begedur hanisraf, and you'll enter the world of burnt. You know, there's one thing to be well done, another thing to be char. So we're not afraid you'll stoke the coals for this tender young meat or the bird. All it needs is the warmth from the fire, and that's enough to get it done. Let's stop here and see Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah begins, Af al pi v'chulu, ayin ber alocha she'avenu sugyas ha-gomor be'kitzer, leva'er devi mechaber v'harav be'elo shtei se'ifim. If you look in ber alocha, we brought the sugya from the Gemara briefly with the explanation of the mechaber and the Ramah for Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and that's what we did yesterday. Sure. Se'if kon aleph, mutu l'hasho so. Even though raw meat can be left on the stove from Friday to Friday night, ha'nesha mutu l'itin l'chadchila, that means a chadchila, you're allowed to place the meat, lahasho so agabi kir v'tanur, to let it sit on top of the stove and oven. Afilum enum guf m'ketumen, even if you did not remove the coals and you didn't cover the coals with ash, the kivon shulchai, since the meat is raw, mesiach daito mimenu adamacha, you've totally taken your mind off it until the next day. Ubekol halayla yachol ispasha b'lochito, if it sits on the fire overnight, it'll cook even if you do not manipulate the coals. V'chanal b'reish simreish nagimel, like we learned before in simreish nagimel. Sifkon beiz al betzli, but if it's roasting, afilu im tzole es atzli betanur, even if you roast inside the oven, v'hatanu mechusa, and the oven is closed, ach she'eno tuch betit, but you did not seal it with a plaster around the door, cheshinan she'yigala hakisui v'yachat esham v'gecholam, that's usher because we're afraid you'll open up the cover and you will stoke the coals. Sifkon gimel she'etzel ha'esh, near the flame. Lafuk itzle keder, as opposed to roasting it in a pot, dino kibekedera, that's the equivalent of cooking in a pot. Umut l'hasho so b'choy, and if it's raw, you can leave it there in the pot. Gam miyet hamachar b'zeh, im nos l'gabi ish mamish. No, shukhanach also is specifically in a case when it's near the flame and not on the flame. Desham, if it's on the flame, afilu b'besar gedi asur, then it's asur even with the meat of a young kid. The kamon sif beis, like we're saying sif beis ayin shamatam. Look over there, you'll see the reason. Sif kandal asur lahanicho. So you may not leave the raw meat to roast Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Im lo sheyesh shuhus mered yoyim, liosnitz lekol kach, shimitztamak v'ralo. Unless there's actually enough time Friday afternoon before Shabbos starts, that'll be sufficiently roasted that it's done, and if it continues to cook, it'll actually get worse. For the day of Rishoyin HaMavor B'Resh Simen Resh Nagimel. That's the first opinion clarified in the beginning of Resh Nagimel. Well, day of Shnir, according to the second opinion, Shom over there, Sag Yim Nitzna Mid Yoyim Kemachal Ben Dusoy. It's sufficient if it was roasted Kemachal Ben Dusoy Erev Shabbos. If it's halfway done before Shabbos starts, that would be okay. But if it's raw, it's not Michael Ben Dusoy, it's Aser. Sifkon Hei Shemamar L'Spashel, because raw meat by a fire will cook. Kosva Achronim B'Simon Resh Nagimel. The Achronim wrote back in Resh Nagimel, Dimine Kitnius V'Yerokais, things like legumes, beans, peas, vegetables, Rishad Dvaram Rakim, other soft things, Afilu B'Kedera, even in a pot, Me'maharin L'Spashel, will cook quickly from Friday afternoon for Friday night. V'Alken Afilu B'Chai Chashinu Ben, therefore, even if they were raw right before Shabbos, we are concerned. Shem Yechat, he may stoke the coals. So the allowance of raw is only by meat, nothing else. The Ayla Kamon b'Sifches b'Alocha Shom. Look later on Sifches b'Alocha over there. Sifkon Vav. When do we say you're not allowed to roast meat from Friday into Friday night? That's when Besar Shor v'Chulo. That's when it's ox or goat. Shu Basar Kosher. It's tough meat. V'Tzorch Bishul b'Yoser. It needs extra cooking. V'Cheshin l'Chetuya. And we're indeed afraid that you'll stoke the coals to hurry up the process. Sifkon Zayin, Avol Besar Gedi. But if you're cooking the meat of a young goat, Gedi, Hainu Gedi Harach, this is a soft Gedi, the meat is not tough. Or poultry, Sifkon Ches, Shehemenu Tochim, and they're cut into pieces. Avolim Einem Anutach, but if it wasn't cut, if it's the whole animal, Tzorch bishul kishor v'eis, then it needs a lot of cooking, no different than the ox or adult goat. V'michata b'gachom lo yischarech ha-basar, and if you stoke the coals, it will not ruin the meat. V'chashin l'chatuyim v'tak, afraid that you'll come to stoke the coals there also. The only time we're not afraid to stoke the coals, if it's tender meat cut up into pieces. So if kontes mutu, that's okay. Beinu mechal l'gamei, whether it was totally raw before Shabbos starts, oshin espashal katas, or partially cooked, like we say later in the Amah, because in that scenario, you're not going to stoke the coals. If you stoke the coals, you'll burn the meat. The feed time is that, according to this rationale, it makes no difference if I'm roasting in an oven with a closed mouth, or if I roast it open on a fire. It's all mutter. By the case of the Gedi and the Oaf. Aval yesh machmirin de la kamei b'hagos, but the Ramah will bring those who are strict, who hold, de eno mota b'gedi v'oif, kim kishetzleu b'tanur shepiv m'chuse, that it's only permitted to roast Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, the Gedi and the poultry, if it's in an oven that's covered up. For Raksha in a tuch b'tit, that's how it's to be, it's not sealed with plaster around the door. Then we'd say by the gedi and the poultry, that if air gets in, it ruins the food, so you're not going to be inclined to open the door, and therefore you can't stoke the coals. But if you're going to roast it open near a fire, that shita holds that we are afraid that you'll come to stoke the coals if you're roasting gedi v'of, no different than if you were roasting basar shor v'eis. There's no difference. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'imhu b'tanur, if it's in an oven that you're doing the roasting, v'toch piv b'tit, and you smear all around the opening plaster or mud to seal it, bein gedi v'of shleimim, bein basar shor v'eis, whether it's a whole gedi or bird, which is the same as meat of an ox or a goat, mutter, it's still okay from Friday to Friday night. We're not afraid that you will stoke the coals. Because if you want to open the oven to do the stoking of the coals, the air will come in, the oven will cool down, V'yiskasha ha-boser, the meat will get hard, v'yafsid, and you will suffer a loss. The Amor says, v'ein chilik b'zeh, b'ein u'mukher l'gamrei, u'shnespash k'sas, it makes the difference if it's totally raw before Shabbos or it's partially cooked. Because man shechalal ha-guf sholein, as long as the body is complete, you maybe gutted it, you took out the kishkas, but the body is intact, maybe you removed the head and the legs, mikrisham, that's also called sholem. As long as the torso is intact, that's called whole, and we treat the gedi the same as sharveis. V'yesh machmirim. However, there's another mahalach in the Rishonim. The Ramah says there are those who are strict. V'sovim, they hold. Dibetano tuach betit, if the oven is sealed up, the door is closed, and it's sealed with a layer of plaster, kol shari, it's always mutter. V'agavi eishu humagula, but on a flame that's exposed, hakol aser, it's all aser. So Mishnah Berurah points out, we're beginning with a kula. We start yesh machmirin for the second half, that on the flame, it's always aser. Ubetano shapiv mechusa, ashena tuch betit, if you have an oven, and the door is closed, but it's not sealed with plaster around the door, then we'll differentiate between whether inside the oven is the gedi and poultry, l'shar basar or other meat, kedershin es ba'er, the way we clarified, that's our minute to follow this mahalach of the Rosh that is brought second in the Ramah. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah of Kanyan Aleph, v'yiskasha ha-basar. If it's in an oven, the Mechaber says, we're not afraid to open up the oven, because if you open up the oven's closed, and we're not afraid you're going to open up the oven, because the air will come in and ruin it. But let's say the meat is in a pot in the oven. This view will hold, it doesn't help that I seal the oven with plaster. Because if I break the seal and open the oven to stoke the coals, it will not ruin the meat, because the meat's protected by the pot. If you look later in the Ramah, the masik, the minig l'hokal b'zeh, he holds the minig to mekel in that case. The sfilikus he holds, kimuch eino muchan lachtois, since it's not prepared to do chito, you're not going to stoke the coals. Shai sasim hubetik, you sealed it with plaster. Layav l'chatois, we're not afraid to come to do chito, even if the meat will not be ruined when you open the oven door, since you're not going to matriach yourself to break the seal to get in there. Sifkon yubez ve'en chilek v'chulu. Hamas says no difference if it's raw or partially cooked. Koya kol gavni heter v'gavni isam avram b'siv zeh. This goes on all the cases when it's mutter or aser in this seif. V'dayin you should know. The kol zedavke bin yoneinu demarli nitzli. This is only because we're talking about roasting. It's like this is a disclaimer. Don't get confused here. We're discussing roasting. Avlin kedera. When we talk about cooking in a pot and doing shahiyah, or you're doing a pot roast, which is the same as in a pot of food. We definitely make a difference between raw or partially cooked. We said that if it's totally raw, you can be lenient and put it up on the flame and do shahiyah right before Shabbos. Bein b'sar shor, bein b'sar gediva, it makes no difference if it's ox, goat, kid, poultry. But if it was partially cooked before Shabbos starts, usher, then it's forbidden. Afilu basar gediva of, even if it's nothing more than the kid or poultry. Shem yichata, you may do chitui, unless it's garfa katum. So shayich bo a heter sheyichareich ayde chitu. There's no heter that if you do stoke in the coals, you'll burn it. Kim de gederu, it's in a pot, it's cooking in a pot. V'tzorech b'shabav, it needs to cook a lot. So don't confuse this halacha of roasting with the halacha of cooking in Mishnah Gimel. Umanikum avushal katsas, what's called partially cooked, mevor le'el b'shim in Mishnah Gimel. We discussed this in the beginning of Mishnah Gimel. De'ekamaisa sfirli shamach yispashal kotsarko. The first view holds that you cannot do shahiyah from the time it starts cooking until it's fully cooked. So either it's totally raw or totally cooked. Yispashal yosi mitzdak v'ral, and if it continues to cook, it'll get ruined. Then you could do shahiyah even if it's not garfa kotam. Vayesh oim sham sfirlu, that yesh over there holds. The mikimun shnespash kalacha ben dosoi, nikra bishul gomer umut or litno gabikir, vatana shen garfa kotam. The second shita holds that as long as it's cooked kalacha ben dosoi, it's already cooked enough that you can leave it on top of the stove even though the coals are there and burning. So the issue would be, it's mutter when it's raw, and it's mutter mechem in the soy. But in between, partially cooked up until mechem in the soy would be a problem. Sifka and Yugimel, if it's partially cooked ketzas, the ilu yachol lehitzalos miyod yoim tzli haroy, if it could be fully cooked or fully roasted before Shabbos starts, afilu b'sar shor, even if it's ox meat, mutter, that's okay. We learned back in Reish Gimel, Shtei Deos Ma'anika Bishul Haroi, two opinions, what's called Bishul Haroi. For it did be Yenenu, the in and see the same is true by Tzli, Kmok Shalav Lomala, with Sifka and Daud, like we wrote in Sifka and Daud. So again, this gets to the issue of fully cooked or partially cooked, or Mechem and the Soy. Sifka and Yudaud. The Ramah brings Yesh Machmirim, who say that in the oven, that's Tuach Betit, if the oven is sealed up with plaster, Hakol Shor, it's all mutter. Wrote something to say, afilu b'keder and espash ketzas, even if the meat is in a pot, so that if you open the door, it will not ruin the meat. And even if it's partially cooked, it's not raw, and it's not machab in the soy. So the chashin and sheyif techenu, there's no fear that you'll open it up, v'yichat, and stoke the coals, kimuch u'sosim betit, since you sealed it up with plaster, v'enu muchon lechtois, and it's not ready, prepared to do stoking the coals. V'cholik b'zer da'asim mechab b'shemach b'zer, now in this position, he's Argon the Mechaber, who was Machmir, he's being Makel. Pasha Kasav, Misav Kanyanaf, like you wrote in Sav Kanyanaf. Vahadinokir Amor, Belishne, so why do Amor use the language of Yesh Machmirin? Afal Gavdin, is there a Kula? For this, it's actually a Kula. Misham de Betzli, Dainan Kaminin Ba, because our main focus here is roasting on a fire, and in that case, Uchumer, this Shita is more strict. Ukhil Kameh, as we're about to say. Sivkan Desva, Vahagavi Ha'esh Vahulu. If it's on the fire, then it's Asu. It doesn't mean to say directly on the coals itself. The Mechaber would agree that it's also on the coals itself. As we will see in Sif Beis. What it means to say is Eitzel Eish near the fire. So there are most arguing the Mechaber. The Mechaber didn't differentiate when it came to the meat of a Gedi. Shamuter beinim tzalei b'tanah shabim mechusah beinim tzalei b'gol yetzal eish. The Mechaber said it's all mutter. It's mutter if you roast it in the oven when you seal it up. It's mutter if you're roasting it open near the flame. Because according to the Mechaber, it just needs a little heat. So why would even bother doing heat? And if you do heat, it'll burn it. Avol daito in hetu b'gedi kiyim kishat tzalei b'tanah shabim mechusah. According to the view of the Ramah, it's according to Rosh, there's no hetu b'gedi unless you're roasting it in the oven and it's sealed. Like we explained in the Sifkan Yud, because he's not going to do chitur. But if it's on the open flame, we are afraid of chitur. Sif Beis. Ein soilin, basal, beya, or basar, agabi gecholim. It's forbidden to roast Friday into Friday night onions, eggs, or meat directly on the coals. Al kadeshi itzel b'od yom, unless it's already roasted before Shabbos starts. Mishnei tzedot of both sides. Kamachal ben the soy, at least kamachal ben the soy, shuchatzi bishul, which is halfway done. Afilu b'zagdi, even if it's the meat of a goat, a young goat, a kid. The kivan shehenich al gabi chom, because if he's putting it right on the coals, ain't a choishish. El shit sell him a hair. All he cares about is that it should be roasted quickly. Vafa pishi es charech, even if it gets singed, he doesn't care. Hilka chashin and shemichat, so we are really afraid he may come to stoke the coals. But once Erev Shabbos is already roasted and it's fit to eat, at that point, we're not afraid he may come to stoke the coals. Even if it is the meat of the ox, because at that point it's ready to eat, why would he stoke the coals? It'll just ruin it. So at that point, we're not worried anymore. It's not just these three things. Anything. So they cannot be eaten raw, and you put it on the fire. Klameis will say later on. So if it's on the gecholim, it's also from Friday to Friday night. Refrain shem yichata. Sivkan yitzayin agam gecholim. Hanishen noig in begecholim means it's touching the coals. Ulachem hatzliya yam tenat sheyich begecholim ba'azinat yitaleim. And once it's done roasting, he'll wait till the embers die out, and then he'll take it. The reason here we're afraid he may stoke the coals even by the meat of a kid is like the Mechaber explains. since he puts it right on the coals, all he wants to do is get it done quickly, doesn't care. And he may do chitui. But if it's near the coals, but not on the coals, that's what we explain in Sif Aleph. Das hamachar b'den shulchan aruch holds. Dibibisar gediva oif shurach, when you deal with the soft, tender meat of the kid or the poultry, lo cheshin and klalachetu, we're not afraid that he'll stoke the coals. Shleizei yischar echabos, because if he does, he'll singe the meat. Umotalit no b'samacha chashecha, so he's allowed to put it there right before Shabbos. Afim lo yin nitzim v'od yon kachab and the soy, even if it will not be machab and the soy before Shabbos starts. For adin, basal ben, the same is true of the onion and the egg. When it comes to the meat of the ox or goat, which is tough, there you need that it should be roasted before Shabbos starts. Because if not, we're afraid that you will stoke the coals. You're not going to lose out by stoking it, since it's not directly on the gechom, it's not directly on the coals. The Shartzim points out, this is because it's on an open flame. If I stick it in the oven, and I seal the door, and I put plaster around it, then it would be mutter, even according to Mechaber too. You could do that, that would be allowed. He's still discussing when it's not in the oven, it's right on the open flame. The Das HaRamor, now the Ramor's view is, there's no difference if it's directly on the coals or near the coals. And there's no difference if it's ox meat or poultry or the kid. It's got to be roasted before Shabbos starts. But if you put it inside the oven and seal it with plaster, according to the Ramah, it's mutter no matter what, if it's to put it there before Shabbos starts. We're never afraid that you will break open the seal to stoke the coals. That is the mig that we follow. Afilu chubasar gdi. Even if it's kid meat, it's going to be a problem when it's directly on the coals. Even Mechab was makel to put it near the fire, but he's not makel when it's on the coals. Dainu afilu hu menutuch, even if it's already cut to pieces. De mekilina le'el b'sif aleph, we were more lenient sif aleph, because we say just the heat alone will cook it. Hachal gabi gecholim shani, here on the coals, that's different. As the Mechab explains, because once you put on the coals, you demonstrated that you're more than happy to let it singe, and therefore you're afraid you may mechata also, you may stoke the coals as well.